Last segment, we are joined right now by a cornerback for the Arizona Cardinals. He was the 33rd pick overall out of Washington in 2019. 4 INTs, a touchdown, and 12 pass deflections in 2021. Of course, he made the huge play and that come-from-behind win for Arizona over the Raiders on Sunday. Returned a fumble for that TD, walked it off. The Cardinals are now 1-1. They host the Rams on Sunday. Byron Murphy Jr. is my guest. Byron, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. Happy to be back.
Oh, dude, it's great to have you back. So let me ask you, given how hard it is to win in the NFL, I'm guessing every single victory Monday feels great, but when you consider the way you guys came back, Byron, Sunday against the Raiders, how sweet was victory Monday yesterday?
Man, that was a really good victory Monday. It felt pretty good, you know. Obviously, going back to the play, very special moment for me. Just a hard, battling fight for us as a team. Feel like we fought through the whole game, stuck together as a team, and got the dub. So, you know, that's the best feeling in the world to get that W.
There you go. I know that you're about the team, but it was a really special moment for you. If you don't mind, can you take us through it one more time? You pick up that loose ball, you house, and you walk it off for the win in OT. If you could run it back, man, what did you see on that play? And then what did you think when you saw the ball come loose?
You know, once the play was called, I just knew, you know, it was one of the moments, you know, you had to get to the ball and make a play. Wherever the ball was, I came across the field. Shout out to Zay. He made the huge tackle, made him fumble the ball. Seeing the ball, picked it up, everything kind of was blurry, and know I had to get to the end zone. So, you know, just going through that whole play, you know, just had to make that play and get to the end zone and end the game.
Byron Murphy Jr. is joining us. You mentioned Isaiah Simmons. Listen, I've got no idea what was going on with him during the week or why he had reduced snaps on Sunday. I don't know. I have no idea. But I know this. He came up huge when the team needed it, jarring the bar loose from Hunter Renfrow. What are your thoughts about Simmons and the play he made to set you up to do what you do?
Zay's a playmaker, you know. Every single day out here, he's working every single day at practice. You know, he's going for the ball. So that's just Zay, you know. Attacking that ball is the biggest thing, you know, and just a hard worker, you know. Zay just, you know, out there, whenever he's out there, doesn't matter when, he's just going to go out there and do it, give it his all. So for Zay to go out there and make that play, you know, obviously come with that type of attitude, just to show what type of player he is as well. And just, you know, as a teammate, I just love being around him.
Byron Murphy Jr. is joining us. So there was that brief review after the score to ensure that you held the ball after you crossed the goal line. Dude, how concerned were you waiting to find out whether or not that play was going to stand?
Oh, I knew it was a touchdown. It was a little. You know, I should have held that ball all the way back to Arizona, but I knew it was a touchdown, so I had to just end the game like that and then celebrate with my teammates.
Dude, you playing with me, or did you know? Did you know for a fact you were good? It was all good.
I knew for a fact it was good. It looked a little, you know, I crossed the line. It looked a little fishy on the camera view, but I knew I crossed the line.
Byron Murphy Jr. is joining us. All right, so luckily that's what happened. Now, you guys and you specifically did an incredible job on Davante Adams, limiting him to just 2 catches, 12 yards, and that one score. So what was the plan coming in for Adams, and what did you do to make it so tough on him?
You know, we had the biggest thing was just sticking to the game plan and playing my role. You know, whatever coverage I was in, make sure, you know, I finished to my leverage. I just had to finish the whole play. Obviously, playing a good receiver like that, I just had very, you know, high confidence going into that game. Great receiver, obviously one of the best in the league. So, you know, that mindset I had throughout the whole week was just, you know, go out there and do what I got to do for my teammates. But like I said, great receiver, gave me some great work. But, you know, obviously, you know, I had to show everybody that, you know, I think I'm one of the best in this NFL too.
You had a huge, huge game there. You know, week 1 did not go the way you guys had hoped as a team, and then you fall behind in this one 20-0. What were guys saying to each other, Byron, at that point? Was there any finger-pointing going on at all? What was the vibe like when you fell behind?
Oh, it was definitely no finger pointing. Everybody just took it under the chin. You know, we got out week 1. We went out there. You know, we lost. We didn't want. Obviously, nobody wants to lose like that. But you know, you got to take it under the chin. Go back to the media room and fix all the details. And throughout the whole week, the biggest thing was just, you know, fixing those little details that we knew that we had to make. So just to keep everybody's, you know, heads right, make sure nobody's head was down was the biggest thing. Just keep staying together and keep working throughout this whole week. And I feel like as a team, it just showed, you know, how hard we fought back from that game and then come out with the W.
Yeah, I was going to say, not to be redundant, but I was going to ask you about that. Like, what's it say about that group that nobody turned on each other and there was no infighting, even down 20-0? What's it say about that group that they fought and found a way to get it done on the road in a hostile environment?
You know, that just shows that everybody got heart. Everybody has a desire to win. You know, that's just the mindset we have to have, obviously, every single Sunday. You know, it's going to be, you know, games where things go good, things go bad. When they go bad, you can't point. When they go good, you can't point. You just got to stick together and just, you know, go play by play. And obviously, like I said, sticking through throughout the whole game with your teammates is the biggest thing you can do.
Byron Murphy Jr., one of the heroes on Sunday in that great come from behind win. Of course, you're probably not in position to make that play and be a hero if Kyler Murray doesn't start doing Kyler Murray things in the second half. I would imagine at this point, this guy does not do anything that surprises you. But what do you make of the way this guy just kept making huge play after huge play? And then how much does everybody else feed off that energy and that swag?
Man, you just know Kyler's the type of guy. Man, like I said, every single week, he's the type of guy. You know, he can make plays on his feet. He can throw. He can do all the above. That's just Kyler. You know, he's an elite athlete. Just you know that dog mentality in him as well kind of feeds off. You know, the offense and the defense as well. He's a leader on our team, our quarterback. So when somebody like that has that juice and has that energy, that's just gonna help everybody else do the same thing. So I feel like him coming out there doing what he had to do and turning up with us, you know, just helped everybody else out to feed off of.
Byron Murphy Jr. joining me for a few more moments. Hey, let me ask you about J.J. Watt. Like, he's on a so-called pitch count, right? But when he's out there, you have to account for this guy every single time, and he's still going to make an impact. Even if he's not out there every single down right now as he's coming back from injury, given who he is and what he's accomplished in that game, how strong of a presence is he both inside the locker room and on the field when he's there?
Man, that's a big leadership role that, you know, J.J. carries around his plate as well. J.J. is the type of guy, even though, like you said, even if he's not on the field, he's going to make sure all the guys are locked in. Obviously, when he's out there, it's a huge difference. It helps us out a lot. But, you know, it's always the next guy got to step up. So that's the type of thing. And as being a captain for J.J., that's just somebody else we just feed off all the time as well. You know, he's going to bring that juice every single day. He's going to come to the huddle, talk it up with everyone. So just to have him out there is a big blessing. So I'm just glad to have him back.
We're talking to Byron Murphy Jr. for a moment. So next up, you got the defending world champs, no rest for the weary, right? From Devontae Adams to Cooper Kupp. Kupp is obviously an elite receiver who puts a lot of pressure on opposing defenses. What do you respect most about his game? And then how do you go about taking away what he does best?
I respect him a lot. You know, obviously he's one of the best in the NFL as well. Good receiver. He has all the above, you know, route running. He got speed, all those type of things. So just to come into this game, you know, same thing. Stick with the game plan. Do what we got to do. Obviously try to take him out of the game early. And that's, you know, that's a rivalry game. So that Drew's got to be there from the whole team.
Hey, Byron, what's that like, man, being on the corner like that, being on the island? Like, we're in an era right now where there's never been more dominant wide receivers. I mean, guys who run routes, guys who are physical, guys who can do everything. What's it like now in this day and age being on an island in the NFL?
You know, it just shows what type of player you are. So, you know, me personally playing nickel and playing outside, you know, that's the best thing for me. I'm getting work from slots. I'm getting work from the outside receivers as well. But mostly important, I just wanted to show everybody I could be on that island. And like I said, I'm one of the best in this league. So I just had to show and prove everybody what I'm, you know, what type of player I am as well.
And then how important is it to you to show that kind of versatility, that you can do whatever they need you to do, whatever they ask you to do, that if you need to move, you can?
Definitely, you know, it's a team game. You got to, you know, it's all 11 on the field. We got to do our job. So if they put me inside or outside, you know, I'm willing to do both. And obviously, like I said, stick to the game plan and play my role in the defense.
Byron, one last thing. I want to ask you, I mentioned a hostile environment. There was a really weird moment at the end of the game, and I mention this because there was a police investigation. When Kyler went into the stands to celebrate, a fan appeared to smack him with an open hand. Have you seen the video, and what do you think? And I ask because police were said to be investigating that.
Yeah, I've seen the video. I'm glad I wasn't right there because I don't know what I would have did. You know, that's my quarterback. I'm going to protect anybody on my team. But looking at the video, it kind of was weird. I don't know why he would do something like that. You obviously don't know the reasoning behind it. I don't know if he was trying to hit his shoulder pads or what he was trying to do. It was obviously hit him right in the face. So, you know, to that guy, that wasn't a good look for him as well. But, you know, that's the type of thing we can't really, you know, take control of. But we're definitely looking at that video still to this day.
Yeah, no, I appreciate what you said about that. That is your quarterback, and I have no idea why somebody would do that other than they went brain dead. I mean, that goes
exactly.
Without saying. Luckily, there is tape, and they're trying to find that guy right now. Byron Murphy Jr., my guest, had that huge, huge play. Arizona with an amazing comeback, and next up, they've got the Rams. Byron, really good to have you back on the show. Always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing that. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Byron Murphy Jr., what a job he did on Devontae, too. He had a little bit of help, but he was the guy designated with slowing him down. You've probably seen that video, like just wild. Like end of the game, Kyler's feeling it, high-fiving some fans, sees some Cardinal fans there, and some guy reaches in and smacks him in the face.